All right, I don't even know what to say, so I'm just going to say it. We just were fortunate enough to talk to Priscilla Presley, who was charming and who loved you, Bill.
Oh, I think she was fans of both you and me. That was nice.
She had a great time.
Yeah.
And there was something up with the stream where if people were tuned to the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour, they couldn't hear it. So they were reaching out to Kevin, and Kevin checked with the engineers, and evidently the first half of the Priscilla Presley interview was conducted by Steve Bertrand because the stream was not flipped.
Oh, so it ran business hour instead of us.
I believe that's what happened. And so it's like,
had to have been quite a shock for the listeners.
He sounds a little like Priscilla.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
Did you say Prissy or Priscilla?
Priscilla.
The good news is...
Dude, this part is being aired. This is our... People can't... Yeah,
wait,
this part will be heard.
Will you quit smiling? Because this is not good.
No, I know. But Judy...
But here's the part. You know, then listeners are going, well, and we're thinking, well, at least we can listen back to the whole interview when Kevin puts it up as a podcast. But since the stream wasn't switched, there is no recording of it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We'll have whatever was aired, so we can at least podcast some of it.
Why couldn't that have happened with our Dick Gregory interview from last year?
Because, oh my God.
It was really bad.
Well, I felt so bad. Bill wanted this guy. We had talked to him before.
Right.
You and I had a little reunion tour.
Yes.
And we talked to him,
and he was
fantastic.
He was very funny.
When, you know, Bill had been here for years, and I came back and rejoined him, another reunion. We've had many reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Reunions are good.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to slam someone else. I'm not going to. But we've had reunions, and then Bill's like, oh, we got to get Dick Gregory. And so we got Dick Gregory, and...
Didn't go so well.
About how long into it did you know it wasn't going to go so well?
10 seconds. About 10 seconds in.
But no, we got
right
recordings
away.
But
of that.
But that's... We can find that if you need it.
Why don't you put that up first and then play
instead of this.
Priscilla, and she'll sound fabulous. No.
We've had a lot of technical difficulties today, and I'm really blaming the pre-eclipse parties that everybody's having.
That's part of it. I bet that's part of it.
Including in the engineering department.
Oh, no.
They tried. I don't know. It's just heartbreaking to me.
Are the wheels coming off this bus as well, Wendy?
It sure seems like it today.
All right. Well, everything will be okay.
I hope they got the part where you really cracked her up.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. It's possible.
How many minutes did we miss of a 20-minute interview?
About half?
Probably about half. Yeah. Well, it's tough to say for sure. We'll find out later.
All right.
Happy Friday.
All right. All right.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't.
Something else.
Priscilla, what do you think it was about you when you met Elvis and then went on to marry him? He was the most popular singer in the world. Every woman was swooning over him. You were much younger. I know you were 4 years old when Elvis married you. What was it about you that you think caught Elvis's eye?
Oh, I
want to
get over this one first. You know, I've asked that to myself many times, but I met Elvis at it was the timing was right, and I saw him for 6 months before he came back to the States after the Army, and we had many, many, many nights of talking, and he really trusted me, he believed in me, Elvis wasn't really for the Hollywood type woman. I mean, that wasn't his thing anyway. I mean, he still did movies, but he never left Memphis as far as emotions and his love of Memphis. And I don't think he really wanted to be married with someone else who had fame. One was enough, trust me.
Yeah, I do.
So it was really just sort of connected in so many ways. So. And he was quite loyal in that way.
You were the envy of pretty much every woman around, because really, to be Elvis Presley's wife, did you ever have some twangs of jealousy as these women were practically throwing themselves all over your husband?
Oh, no, I never had any of that. Not at all. Are you kidding? I lived my life in fear when he was out on the road.
Oh. But you could always tell, you could tell how much in love with you he was.
Really?
It was obvious, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny. Rock and roll is certainly not the easiest life to live, and people try to glamorize it in every way, and it is not glamorous. I don't know any woman who married anyone rock and roll is not, you know, not concerned, and that's why now many women travel with their husbands and are there full time for their husbands. Because it is a, you know, it's like making movies. You're off with an actress, a beautiful actress, or you know, an actor, and you have a lot of time being spent with each other, and it becomes a, you know, a liking to each other, and it goes into something else. So obviously, yes, I was always, especially being so young, and I'd probably still be the same way. You never get confident in someone who has fame. I mean, you shouldn't anyway.
Right.
And you've done pretty well for yourself post Elvis, of course, appearing on Dallas. And I've got to tell you, your Naked Gun appearance is just
hysterical.
So funny.
Oh, thank you. I know. I just people seem to remember certain scenes in those movies and try to they ask me, you know, how is it to work with Leslie Nielsen? And I've been so fortunate in having some great co-stars, and he was one of my favorites. He was so funny and really helped me out a lot as working out the scenes and making it work. You know, I'm not a comedian in any way, but it was fun playing against him in these movies with him.
So funny.
So funny. I'm really a fan of the big hair. I have very fine hair, and I try to make it as big as possible. What was the best hairspray you used back then? Were you Aquanet or something else?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, I just talked about this the other day when I saw some photos, because I had him in the show and my big hair. But, yes, that was the only thing he had in those days, was Aquanet. And I asked, is it still around? I mean, your hair didn't move.
Oh, I know, but it looked fantastic.
Priscilla, what about this? I love the work of Andy Kaufman. I've heard several sources say that Elvis considered him to be the premier Elvis impersonator. Do you know for sure if that's true or not?
I don't.
No?
I really don't. I mean, there's only one Elvis Presley, and it's hard for me to get out of that.
Yeah.
I have no connection. I really don't. I have no connection. It just doesn't, it's a little bit awkward for me, and even for my daughter, because it's, you know, he passed away, and I think being with someone who's trying to imitate someone that you love very much, I'm the wrong one to ask that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to clarify, I don't mean there's anything wrong.
Right.
You know, with it. Obviously they are, you know, they admire Elvis very much, and they're, you know, probably keeping his image out there, but I just don't, I don't have a connection, like I said.
Right. That makes sense. How about this? At some point, Lisa comes to you and says, Mom, I'm getting married, and I'm marrying Michael Jackson. How were you with that news, and how do you think Elvis would have been with that news?
Yeah, these are all the things that you're asking that I'm going to talk about in my show.
Oh, excellent.
You need to come.
I'm coming out. I'm going to see it.
It's Sunday night, by the way. Sunday night, an evening with Priscilla Presley.
And my daughter told me the same about Tito Jackson. And I'll be honest with you, I was not happy at first.
At the Arcata Theater.
When you hear my answer to that, you'll be shocked.
All right, I can't wait.
I'll tell you right now, I would have paid lots of money to hear a song collaborated with Elvis and Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, especially now that you have so many singers duetting, that wasn't really quite the thing back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then you got your Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. I mean, everybody's mixing and matching. I love it.
I just did a song with Nat King Cole, Wendy. I just finished it.
All right, what do you say to the people who truly believe that Elvis is alive and living in Michigan?
You have to come to the show.
Oh, excellent. You set this up beautifully, Wendy. That's perfect. So you will address all these in the show at the Arcata.
I do. Right. I do. I even address rumors that have been out there. I even have some rumors myself that I want to settle.
I got to tell you, I have so much respect for you, Priscilla, that you're out there and you're answering these goofy-ass questions that people talk about daily. I can't wait.
Well, you know, yeah, I just, you know, before I avoided everything, and I'm as private as Elvis was with my life, but I've come to terms, I would say, at this time of my life, because I want to do it before anyone else does, after I pass, after I've seen what they've done to Elvis. I want to set the record straight.
Good
for
you.
That makes sense. Yeah, you're doing it the right way.
So the show's Sunday night at the Arcata Theater. The wonderful Ron Onesti will be interviewing you. And then, you know, this total eclipse is happening on Monday. Are you going to stick around to watch it? And have you gotten your eclipse glasses yet?
No, actually, I'm not able to be around it. I have to get back to L.A.
Oh.
But my nephew and my brothers are going, and they're all going to let me know what's happening and send me photos. So that would be nice. I'll hear it firsthand from them.
Excellent. It is a pleasure to talk to you, an honor to talk to you as well. And we'll see you Sunday night. It's an evening with Priscilla Presley, interviewed by Ron Onesti. It's at the beautiful Arcata Theater in downtown St. Charles. You can go to arcatalive.com to find out all the information. Such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Great talking to you, Priscilla. It's Priscilla Presley, everybody. We'll take a quick break. Some news is next, and then there's more show. It's Bill Leffen, it's Wendy Snyder on WGN.